Welcome, everybody, to the next episode of the Travel Vertical Podcast. I'm Laurie Farr, and I'm here today. It's the Laurie and Leah show. I'm with Leah Chandler, who's Chief Marketing Officer at Discover Puerto Rico. Welcome, Leah.
Thanks, Laurie. I'm super excited to be here.
We are too. I'm sorry that Adam isn't able to be with us today, but we're going to carry on without Adam. And we are wanting to talk about Discover Puerto Rico's Sunshine Color collaboration with the Pantone Color Institute, which was just an amazing, innovative idea that caught my attention when it was launched. I watch every December when they announce the color of the year. And they've been doing that for years. And I know that the fashion editors watch carefully as well. But you guys must have had your eyes on it.
Absolutely. And I have to give a lot of credit to our partners at Ketchum. Ketchum's our public relations agency of record. And they're constantly collaborating with us to come up with innovative ideas that we know is not only going to grab the attention of general consumers, but also the media, which is obviously a really critical audience for us.
Well, I think it's called newsjacking, you know, when people catch on to a trend and do something clever with it. And I know some DMOs are very good at newsjacking, but I'm not sure I would have thought of that about, you know, color of the year. And then, I mean, the idea that you would, that you guys, I mean, Ketchum and Discover Puerto Rico would say, well, wait a minute here, let's talk to Pantone. Let's make our own color of the year. How did you come up with that? And what was their initial reaction to that idea?
Well, I think it's a great example of you don't know if you don't ask. And we don't let ourselves be limited by what we think may or may not happen or what someone's reaction may or may not be. We think really big for the destination and, you know, sort of ask for forgiveness instead of permission and come out with ideas that we think have potential to grow beyond, you know, just one single extension. But how can we make this a program that really we can integrate into lots of different layers of our marketing, our communications for months to come? So in terms of the Sunshine collaboration, we called the program Sunshine to Spare. And I think, you know, when people think about Puerto Rico, one of the first things that come to mind is our sunshine, right? And the beautiful weather in the Caribbean. We wanted to find a way to share our sunshine with everyone, especially during cold winter months, to inspire travel. So we actually partnered with a local Puerto Rican physicist to scientifically measure the hue of the sunlight over the island, and then worked alongside the Pantone Color Institute to bring that color to life. We actually call it the Puerto Rico Sunshine is the official Pantone color name. And, you know, the opportunity there was to really take something that's very ownable to Puerto Rico, because when you're measuring the hue of sunlight, not to get into the scientifics of it, because that's certainly not my space, but, you know, we're really looking at the sunrises and the sunsets that are iconic here in Puerto Rico, and came up with this beautiful, rich orange color that really can be unique only to our destination. And then through the partnership with Pantone, we started to build out additional partnerships. We next partnered with the eco-friendly paint company, Ecos Paint, to create a limited edition Puerto Rico Sunshine wall paint that now allows people to really bring Puerto Rico sunshine into their homes to help sort of brighten their personal spaces. So that was the sort of the first leg of the program.
That's a lot going on. So you had to have the idea, you know, approach Pantone with boldly, you know, speak to a scientist, you know, to come up with just the right tone of sunshine color. And then you got to the paint company and they said, sure, we'll make that.
Absolutely. Again, if you don't ask, you'll never know. And so we just kind of kept leveling up, if you will, on this promotion and seeing where it would take us. I learned that, you know, Pantone does custom colors for other organizations. It hasn't been done in the tourism space that we're aware of, but certainly there are other companies and organizations that they've worked with to create customized colors before. So that is an opportunity that is out there. And now we know that there are additional layers we're going to be able to implement above and beyond the paint partnership.
And what did New York Fashion Week think about all this?
Well, that was sort of part two. And, we were looking at additional extensions and ways to keep building on the foundation of the new color. So we worked with fashion designer Christian Cowan to bring Puerto Rico sunshine to this year's New York Fashion Week, where he unveiled a custom dress that he designed that was inspired by the color and his travels to the island. So we actually had brought him to the island and really wanted to expose him to this color and all of the beautiful places it shows up in Puerto Rico. And then we actually worked with, he worked with a Puerto Rican model who debuted the dress at her first ever runway show in New York Fashion Week. So I have to say personally, it was one of the coolest moments of my career. I wasn't at the show personally, but as a lot of the social media started popping and our team members were texting photos of the fashion show, to be able to bring an iconic event to bear with your destination is something I think a lot of marketers would dream of. In my wildest imagination, when I started working with Discover Puerto Rico, I never thought we would be partnering with New York Fashion Week and partnering with a world-renowned fashion designer to bring something like this to life. So I think it just goes to show sky really is the limit. And when you start to dig into these creative ideas, whether they're coming from you and your team or from your partners, you just don't know until you start putting the pieces together and having those conversations how far it could go.
Well, it just makes me think about startups, and how, somebody says, we put a mattress on the floor because San Francisco was sold out and our friend wanted somewhere to sleep during a convention. And then you end up with Airbnb, or the same thing with Uber when two guys couldn't manage to get a taxi to come. Things grow. And I know that we've had some guests on the show. We had Sonoma County Tourism talk about what does Sonoma sound like, and there have been other iterations. I mean, Visit Seattle has done wallpaper and Chicago did a fragrance, which is on my shelf, but this is a whole nother level. And I agree with you. I mean, the sky is the limit. Who would have thought that, you can assign a color to a place and then you can, bloody paint your living room that color and you can wear it as a dress. Mm-hmm. So what, is there more, Leah?
There is more. Wait, there's more. The reaction has been so positive to this initiative, from visitors to the diaspora to locals. Everyone is really loving Puerto Rican sunshine. And, to see, I guess, the sense of pride that comes from people seeing this color that's so ownable to Puerto Rico, we knew we wanted to keep building on that. And we actually are working with several local vendors to create customized products utilizing that color that will be available for retail sale. So that's definitely going to be an extension you'll see unveiled in the next couple of months. In terms of New York Fashion Week, that was sort of just the first step of our partnership with Christian Cowan. We can't give away too much, but you can expect to see soon several celebrities wearing the Puerto Rico sunshine dress. We've had local influencers wearing it here that, again, he's created these customized pieces for them to wear specifically. Alongside the runway dress being available for custom order, Christian and his team are also working on an exclusive crop top piece inspired by the color, which is also going to be available for purchase soon. And then we'll continue to kind of make, Puerto Rico sunshine shine through the fashion world this year through a collaboration with Ana G. Mendez University, where fashion students are going to have the opportunity to showcase their own creations inspired by our color at Puerto Rico's premier fashion week, San Juan Moda, which is going to take place this spring. So it's really full circle from, from the runways in New York to right here on the island. We're going to continue to push Puerto Rico sunshine in a lot of really cool initiatives.
Very fun. So what about another destination? What if they wanted to say, the color of our place is such and such. Do you think that they should go and knock on Pantone's door? My thought is that you can do this without Pantone, because I don't think Pantone's going to say yes to everybody. The cat's out of the bag, but go for it, right?
Sure. Sure. I mean, I think it's, for us, it was just really critical to nail down what is ownable for Puerto Rico, what is truly unique to your destination, to someone who's listening that can extend the ethos of the destination and sort of become a point of interest for locals and visitors alike. We have an abundance of warm sunshine and tropical weather. So it was really organic for us to capture the essence of that for this promotion. So I would just say that, you know, striving for authenticity and really involving the local community as much as possible is really, really critical. Pantone, do they open the door for everyone who knocks? I'm not sure. I'll be candid that it is a paid partnership. They don't do this for free. So there is a dollar amount assigned to it in terms of a, you know, collaboration agreement and our ability to use their name. And I think, can anybody create a color for their destination? Sure. Pantone certainly brings a level of credibility to this type of a program that was important for us. And, you know, being able to attach their corporation name to our social media posts, to our content that we've developed was really important. So that's part of the reason we went that route.
Well, thank you for those tips for any other DMO that wants to nail that down on the question, what color is your destination? And let's look at the rainbow flag. It can be more than one color, can't it?
Exactly. Exactly. Absolutely.
So I've got another question. I want to talk to you about frogs, little tiny frogs. but I also want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind for a few months. And that is that when Discover Puerto Rico did the televised special on Live with Kelly and Ryan, they did a roadshow special during COVID, because obviously roadshows were quite the thing. And you were a major attraction feature on that televised series that gets millions and millions of viewers. But I just wanted to know how you convinced Live with Kelly and Ryan that a person could drive to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, you know, it was, it's relationships, right? So much of our industry comes down to relationships and partnerships. And our friends at Ketchum have really unique relationships with a lot of media, a lot of show producers. And that was a relationship that had been in the works for a couple of years. You know, us talking to Live with Kelly and Ryan about the potential to do a show actually here physically in Puerto Rico. That was in the works when COVID hit. And so we continue conversations about how that might look different in the eyes of, you know, through the lens of the pandemic. And so when they talked about this road show idea, the road trip idea, you know, we said Puerto Rico actually is a great road trip destination. You have to fly to get here first. So let's talk about this fly and drive combination, especially for the point in time that the world was in amid COVID. You know, people were not taking international trips the way that they were before the pandemic. So we saw ourselves as a destination that was very easily accessible because you don't need a passport to get here. A fairly short flight from the U.S. and is very, very drivable once you get here and very accessible via car. So let's talk about a fly and drive. And They really liked that concept. So we were able to build on that, give them a lot of our own content. And I think that was a critical part of that partnership. And certainly anyone who's listening, you know, I would urge them to make sure you're building out that the content, the assets. We had a lot of B-roll. We had a lot of still photography because they couldn't be here in person that we were able to give them access to utilize during the show, which I think, you know, for an hour long program where they talked only about Puerto Rico, we needed a lot. And we were able to give them that. And I think it really made it stand out when they talked about the destination.
Oh, that's a good point. I'm interested to know that they were wanting to use some of the things that you had in the can. And I do agree. It does drive home the point that, you know, Puerto Rico is the USA and it may not be attached, but neither is Hawaii. And this idea of fly drive, well, you know, that's been popular since it was launched back in the, I don't know, you can't remember, but the Freddie Laker days of Florida when the Brits first started coming across the pond. It was all about the fly and drive holiday. And it was a new concept at the time. But I think this campaign, the road trip, on Live with Kelly and Ryan really did pin down the point that you don't need a passport.
Exactly. And because of our connectivity to the U.S., you know, we have a very solid infrastructure here in Puerto Rico. And unlike a lot of destinations in the Caribbean, we don't want you to come necessarily to a resort and stay for 7 days and never leave. Puerto Rico is a destination that you can get out and, you know, drive from east to west, north to south, and really explore all 78 of the municipalities within the island. You can do it safely and you can do it really, really easily with a car rental once you get here. So we want to see that. Dispersion is a critical objective for the DMO. You know, the entry point for most obviously is San Juan. They're arriving here on a ship or they're arriving here on a plane, but then we want you to get out and see the rest of the island because there's so much more to explore beyond the metro area.
Well, Leah, we don't want to let you, the chief marketing officer, go without talking a little bit about that frog.
Absolutely.
Because if I were to say, you know, how does it, let's talk about what Puerto Rico sounds like. And apparently it sounds like this chirp, chirp, chirp of this native one inch, this endangered frog that's indigenous to Puerto Rico, I guess. And so Frontier Airlines was doing a program where they said a contest, you know, whichever endangered animal or insect gets the most votes from these places that we fly to is going to be painted on the tail wing of a jet. So we ran that in the travel vertical. We hope we got you tons and tons of votes. I know I placed my vote. And then last week, I was so excited to see that the little tiny frog won.
We're excited too.
You are?
Of course. And thank you for voting. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Frontier is an awesome partner with Discover Puerto Rico. They are picking up the number of flights coming into the island and frankly into the Caribbean as a whole, which was sort of the genesis of this idea. But recently they launched a new route from Orlando and our airport in Aguadilla here in Puerto Rico. So that was a great opportunity for us to just kind of build on the Tropical Tails contest, as they called it. But yeah, we were able to participate in this. Consumers were able to choose. I think there were six Caribbean islands who put up animals to be promoted, and then consumers got to vote on the one that would be featured on the tail of the Frontier aircraft. There were more than 86,000 votes received during the contest period. I know.
Wow.
And the Coqui, our tiny tree frog that, as you mentioned, is only found in Puerto Rico, was the winner. So we were really, really excited to hear that news. And in the coming months, the tail of the plane will be painted and our Coqui's going to take off.
Well, now that really ties into the larger question, doesn't it, of sustainable tourism and outreach to visitors who respect the fragile environment. Doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we have been throughout the pandemic promoting a local conservation organization, Conservación Conciencia, who actually can, through our website, can allow you to adopt a Coqui. So you actually can make a donation to the conservation efforts to help protect the Coqui. And we were able to share that with Frontier as part of our story in promoting our, you know, little tree frog to win this contest. But that conservation component is certainly important to Puerto Rico.
It's wonderful news. Before we wrap up, Leah, I wonder what else you would like to tell folks about recovery in Puerto Rico.
Well, I mean, we're in a very strong position right now. We came out of 2021 with record-breaking visitor numbers across the board. And we have continued to keep up with that momentum going into 2022. And we're currently thriving following the relaxation of most of our entry guidelines. In 2021, our passenger arrivals surpassed 2019 records with six straight months of record arrivals coming into our airport. Travel spending in 2021 was up 5% compared to 2019, which was a record year as well. So as of March 30th, 95.8% of Puerto Rico's population have received at least one dose of the vaccine and 87% are fully vaccinated. I think that statistic has helped really push our numbers over the line during the pandemic. People felt very confident traveling to the island, knowing that we had measures in place that were going to help keep them safe and also keep our residents safe. So, you know, we consider ourselves really to be among those leading the industry's recovery. And we credit a lot of that success to the commitment of, our government and the people of Puerto Rico, you know, to really safeguard the people who were visiting and also the people who live here. I think the correlation really between our efforts and consumer interest and demand is really undeniable. I mean, you know, we see Puerto Rico month after month being one of the top search destinations for summer travel this year, you know, and the numbers in terms of revenue, in terms of ADR, occupancy are bearing all of that out. So I think we're in a very, very strong position going into the summer travel months, where we're seeing consumer interest and perception of travel continue to improve.
That spills over into the meeting and convention market as well, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. You know, the number of RFPs we're receiving and being able to respond to and close also continues to increase. We've got an incredible sales team at Discover Puerto Rico that I think you would be pressed to find another DMO that was more innovative in this space during the pandemic, staying in touch with meeting planners, continuing to inform them about what was happening here on the island and really reassure them that Puerto Rico was ready for meetings and conventions when that time was right. And it's now.
Well, I wouldn't want to neglect mentioning another prize coming out of your region, and that is the Emerging Tourism Star that we've just had as a winner for the eTourism Summit coming up in June in Orlando. One of your staffers is one of the 9 selected from throughout the USA.
Absolutely. Her name is Astrid, and she is a rock star. I cannot say enough great things about Astrid. She is one of the most joyful people you will ever meet. Such an incredible attitude and just a huge asset to our organization. I, you know, would be remiss to not say follow us on our, all of our social media handles. She and her partner in crime, Miguel, who works on our content side from a social media standpoint, are just killer. I mean, they're the best in the business. They truly understand the brand voice of Discover Puerto Rico and have a unique gift to really be able to speak to consumers in a way that is inspiring, that gets them excited, that keeps them really, really engaged across all of our channels. And so we're just thrilled to have her awarded through the Tourism Star, the Rising Star Award.
Yeah, that's great. It's a partnership with MMGY. And of course, we will get to do a profile and interview her on the podcast and on in the pages of the Travel Vertical. And then she will be on the panel in June, we hope, at the eTourism Summit in Orlando. And everybody will meet her. Meantime, we'll be following social and watch this fun tone of voice that you guys have really nailed. And in so many ways, so many things going on every single week, I have to see what did Puerto Rico do that I don't want to miss anything in reporting.
Well, we appreciate all of your help in getting the message out. I think our team is, you'll meet Astrid and you'll really get it. Our team is so passionate about promoting this island. And, I'm sure wearing them down. There's so much going on. I know everybody is tired, but they get up every day and they bring so much heart to what we do for Puerto Rico. And I think it shows in the work and the promotions and the programs and certainly in the results that we've been able to achieve the last 4 years.
Yeah, totally. And then they get to go to the beach on the weekend. Thank you so much, Leah. We are... it was one giant episode on Steal This Idea, I think, for Destination Inspiration. And we knew that you'd have loads of it. And so thanks for sharing some of the tips.
Always. We're happy to. We appreciate your time.
Congratulations on everything. And we look forward to speaking again soon. Thanks so much, Leah.
Awesome. Thanks, Lori.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us for episode 25 of the Travel Vertical podcast with our guest this time, Leah Chandler, Chief Marketing Officer of Discover Puerto Rico. We can't wait to see you again in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, check us out, subscribe to the Travel Vertical podcast, and follow us in the news, the Travel Vertical. Thanks, everybody.